Guy killed my father for this child's fairy tale.
No. Guy killed your father because he believed in the bones.
That is stupid.
Perhaps. But your father believed also. That's why he refused to sell them to Guy. He was a brave man.
No. He was a foolish man.
He thought he was giving you a future.
He threw his future away.
Perhaps he didn't act just for your niece. He also acted for the honor of his ancestors, for all those who had died protecting the secret he gave you.
Do you believe the story, Uncle?
If your father believed, I choose to believe it too.
What if it turns out to be false?
For every tale that is told, there is always a kernel of truth. If you wish to know the truth of this, then you must seek it out.
Would you?
I am an old man. I am no longer fit for such adventures.
Why me?
Because you will not dishonor your father's memory. He loved your mother, you, and his music in that order. I will not allow you to so casually dismiss his feelings in this matter. If you will not try to find out the secret of those bones, then you will leave this man no choice but to do it myself.
Sei Chu Yu held out his hand. Angry, hurting, Kelly grabbed the bag and almost thrust it out to him. Sei Chu Yu knew it too. His eyes glinted, but she didn't know if it was in anticipation or disappointment. Finally, Kelly relented and put the bag of bones into her jacket pocket.
The men I killed in my father's house had tattoos. I think they were triad men.
Gai Kuan Yin has men like that who work for him.
Kelly knew that this was the case of most Chinese corporations. The triad dealt not only in illegal matters, but in security and labor enforcement as well.
Both men had distinctive tattoos on their right forearms. They were of a great winged dragon holding koi in its claws.
I know these men. They belong to the Razor Claws.
Tell me where to find them. We have some business to settle.
Hiking along the highway, Anya headed southwest toward Sacramento with no intention of going back to Georgetown. Returning there meant sheriffs, lawyers, and delays. A particularly unappealing situation, considering that she hadn't even done anything wrong. Anya nearly ignored the call, assuming that it was Barfield. Deciding that it could be important, she checked her caller ID and was glad to see that it was Doug Morrell.
Hello, Doug.
Ah, my favorite fugitive.
In spite of the situation, Anya grinned to herself. Maybe being on the run wasn't exactly conducive to good health, but there was a part of her that enjoyed it. She wasn't sure if the thrill had always been locked up inside her or if it had come along with the sword.
Did it take you long to think that up?
Actually, it wasn't me. It was my boss.
I take it I've gotten you into trouble.
Nope. We're getting a lot of free advertising as a result. For some reason, even CNN and Fox News have picked up the story.
Is that why you're calling?
Just, you know, checking on you, trying to make sure you were okay.
Oh, so you just called because you cared?
Of course. Where are you now?
On the highway headed to Sacramento.
Okay. Can you see a mile marker?
A mile marker?
Yeah, you know, one of those sticks that tell you how far you are from somewhere.
Are you planning to tell the sheriff's office where I am?
No, I wouldn't do something like that, Anya.
When I get back to New York, we're going to talk about this, Doug.
Anya glanced over her shoulder. A bright blue, fully dressed 18-wheeler was bearing down on her position. She sprinted from the line of trees toward the road, hanging onto the backpack strap with one hand. She threw her other hand out with her fingers curled and her thumb extended, barely resisting the impulse to yell at the driver to stop. Spotting the attractive woman beckoning for help, the 18-wheeler put on its emergency flashers and pulled over to the side of the road. Jogging over, the backpack thudding against her spine, Anya caught up with the truck just as the passenger door popped open and swung wide. She hauled herself up the first couple of rungs, coming eye to eye with the driver.
You all right, Missy?
A grizzled man sat behind the wheel. He wore a baseball cap, a cowboy shirt with snaps, and had a full beard that was a mix of black and gray.
I'm fine. Mind if I catch a lift?
Where'd you lose your car?
A dirt road a few miles back.
Come on in.
The driver waved her into the truck, and she pulled herself all the way in by the rung. She stowed her backpack between her feet. The strong odor of dog tickled Anya's nose. She held back a sneeze.
Thanks.
You know, hitchhiking ain't exactly the safest thing a young woman can do these days.
Yeah, I didn't exactly plan on it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, well, I reckon I do. Where are you going?
As far as Sacramento, if you're heading in that direction.
Both hands on the wheel, as he eased back onto the highway, the driver nodded again.
I am. Are you thirsty? Hungry? Got a refrigerator in the back with water and soda. Got a couple of ham sandwiches in there, too.
You don't mind?
Oh, not at all. Help yourself. While you're back here, grab me a sandwich, too.
Anya turned towards the back and found herself face to face with an English bulldog. The dog's heavy jowls quivered as he licked at his lips. She froze.
Amos, you be quiet now. She's a guest.
Amos retreated to the far side of the bed in the back of the cab. It was almost as big as an efficiency apartment and stocked with the refrigerator, a television set, and stereo components, and a closet area.
Don't worry about Amos. He's just protecting the truck. Me and him been together a lot of years.
I wasn't expecting him there.
Anya swung the refrigerator open and took out two sandwiches wrapped in wax paper and two bottles of water. Turning around in the passenger seat, she handed one of the sandwiches and a bottle of water to the driver. She opened her own sandwich and bit in. She was rewarded with unexpected flavor.
The bread is great.
My wife bakes it fresh. Makes it easier for me to pass by these greasy spoons I see on the road. I sure hope you left your car ways back there.
Glancing out the side mirror, Anya spotted a sheriff's cruiser closing in fast. For a moment, she thought she was caught. The Doug had turned her in, and she was going to spend the next few hours or days being interviewed. It wasn't a pleasing proposition. Abruptly, the cruiser pulled into the other lane and sped by the truck.
I guess you had your car pretty good.
You know that picking up fleeing fugitives isn't the safest thing a truck driver can do these days.
Yes, ma'am. But I gotta keep up my outlaw ways. We'll get you to Sacramento, all right, but after that, you're gonna be on your own.
Twenty minutes before arriving in Sacramento, Anya felt her phone vibrate in her pocket. Taking it out, she checked the ID. She didn't recognize the number, but she recognized the exchange. Paris, France. Rue. Anya felt an unexplained surge of excitement. More than a month had passed since their last communication. She was never quite sure where she stood with him. Sometimes he acted like he didn't care if she lived or died, but the sword linked him to her, and to Garin Braden. The sword made them family of sorts, though she didn't know if she liked the idea or felt frightened by it. It was more like her feelings fell in both camps, though that sounded like most families, as far as she knew.
Anya! You are well, I trust.
I am. How are you?
Mystified, actually.
Why is that?
Well, I have been perusing your archaeological postings.
I didn't know you did that.
Sometimes, when I get bored.
I thought you were off playing poker.
I'm back.
So what posting are you referring to?
The Scythian belt plaque.
That stopped Anya dead in her tracks. There was no way he could know for a fact that the belt plaque was Scythian. She couldn't even tell that after handling the piece, let alone seeing it in a web posting.
I haven't ascertained that it's Scythian.
Oh, yes, it is.
You can't tell that from a photograph, Rue.
I can indeed, and I have.
And how is that?
Because I've seen it before.
How old is it?
2,000 years, more or less. I saw it in Shanghai. 400, 500 years ago. I can't remember exactly. I could look it up.
Look it up where?
I'm writing my memoirs.
I didn't know you were...
Of course I am! I was trying to document all my travels, observations, and ruminations. Though, of course, sometimes I forget things. It has been quite a few centuries, you know.
Would it be possible for me to...
No, not in your lifetime. Only when I reach the end of mine. The world isn't ready for the things that I know. So, where is this belt plaque?
Why do you want to know?
You lost it, didn't you?
Well, not exactly.
Of course you did. If you still had the bed black and wanted to pique me, your response would have been that of course you had it. Possession would have given you total control during this discussion.
Okay, I lost it.
And how did you manage that?
Guys with guns, guys with helicopters, more guys with guns. It gets redundant.
There are some things, Kara, that are not meant to be lost.
It was in a grave for 130 years before I found it last night. I'd say that it was pretty lost to start off with.
It was misplaced. Now, with the belt black in the hands of someone else, it is lost. Do you intend to try to get it back?
Anya recalled the casual way Huang Fu Cao had executed the three young men at the gravesite.
No, Ru.
And why not?
Because the men who took it were very determined to kill me.
I find that understandable, but not acceptable. Do you know who took it?
I'm working on that.
Do you mean to say that you not only lost that belt black, but you don't know who took it either?
He lied to me about his name. Actually, there was a lot he lied to me about.
And you bought into these lies?
I do, on occasion. A few you've told me spring to mind in particular.
Well, of course. I'm better at it than most. And what are you going to do when you find this man and the people he works for?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, my girl, it sounds to me that you botched this.
Thanks for the post-game summary, Rue. I didn't know you had a vested interest in this.
I don't.
Now that is a lie. Besides, the game's not over yet.
What is that supposed to mean?
I've got digital images of the inscription on the back of the belt plaque. I intend to find out what they say. In the meantime, I'm going to get to thinking.
Hey, talking to your dad?
Grandfather.
He sounds like a tough old burn.
Oh, he is.
Now, at least it sounds like he cares about you.
I don't know what gave you that idea.
You hung up?
You are being rude, Rue. I don't feel like dealing with this.
We really should meet.
Why?
Because there is something that I... because there is something that I want to find that is connected with that belt plaque.
Something of yours?
I don't want to go into it.
A sign beside the highway announced that they were entering Sacramento's city limits. Anya knew she didn't have much time. From here on in, she needed to be careful. If she went anywhere public, there was a chance she'd be recognized and the police would be called.
Where do you want me to take you?
Give me a minute.
Waiting on your grandpa to call back?
Oh, he will. Yes.
That is getting really annoying.
I'm not exactly sure what I'm dealing with here, and so far that lack of knowledge has gotten three people killed.
I wasn't aware of that.
You didn't ask.
No, I should have. But we need to talk about this. I need to see that inscription.
Why?
Can we discuss this somewhere else? This isn't something that should be gone into over the phone. Not with Homeland Security possibly listening in.
That sounds a little paranoid to me, but I guess I don't have much of a choice. Let's meet in Brooklyn, at my loft.
Wonderful. I'm in Paris. I'll book the first flight out.
I'll do my best to make it.
Why?
I'm in California at the moment. And I'm also wanted by the police.
Don't tell me you killed someone.
I think so, but that's not why.
Then why?
Apparently, I'm a person of interest in the three other killings.
A suspect?
They're not calling it that.
Well, you certainly want to leave California without being apprehended.
Of course. Unless, that is, you want to talk to me in a jail where I'm being held as a material witness to crimes I can't explain.
Where are you now?
Sacramento.
Find a public place to be for the next few hours. Perhaps a mall or something like that. I'll have someone meet you who can get you back to Brooklyn.
All right.
I'll meet you in New York. If something comes up, let me know.
I will.
He's gonna help you?
Yes. He has a friend who's going to get me out of Sacramento.
Sounds like you know a lot of outlaws.
I guess maybe I do.
Well, he must care an awful lot about you to do something like that.
Anya knew Rue just wanted to see the inscription. That realization hurt Anya a little before she quickly walled it away. Whatever her relationship was with Rue, it was based on information and skill, not affection. She'd learned as a child that she couldn't allow herself to be vulnerable. She had the distinct impression that Rue had learned the same lessons at some point in his own life. Just where, and how long ago, only he knew.